Welcome to Wellfleet Bay's multisensory interpretive guide to our all-persons trail in fall and winter. Cape Cod is a narrow land buffeted by wind and sea, a land of cycles and changes. Like the rest of the Cape, Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary is continually shaped by forces of nature and by human activity. If you were here 150 years ago, you'd be in the middle of asparagus and turnip farms, open fields and salt hay meadows. Dairy cows grazed nearby. Wellfleet Bay was also a fishing port. The pre-settlement forest had been cut down long ago, and the open bay was filling in to salt marsh. In 1929, when Dr. Oliver Austin arrived, duck hunters had replaced the fishermen. Dr. Austin and his son banded birds instead of hunting them. The Austin Ornithological Research Station became one of the largest private bird banding stations in the world. Mass Audubon bought the 366-acre property in 1958 and created the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. Today, Wellfleet Bay contains over 1,100 acres of protected salt marsh, barrier beach, pitch pine and scrub oak woods, creeks, brackish and freshwater ponds, coastal heathland, and sand plain grassland. 5 miles of trails wind through our diverse habitats. We hope our trail guide encourages you to make a sensory exploration of the nature of Wellfleet Bay, learn the unique history of our sanctuary, and understand how people and nature are interconnected. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services. Before you begin, please listen to a brief introduction here at the Nature Center. The wide path of the All Persons Trail is universally accessible with a smooth, packed surface that accommodates wheelchairs, walkers, and baby strollers. Part of the longer Goose Pond Trail, it is approximately a quarter mile long, begins at the end of the Butterfly and Hummingbird Flower Garden and ends at Goose Pond with 13 self-guided stops designated by numbered and braille markers. Many of the markers are on 3-foot-tall wooden posts that are flanked with 5 to 10 foot long wooden guide rails to lead you to the marker. Other markers are affixed to fences and handrails. After you finish the sensory guide, you may retrace your steps to the Nature Center, or you may continue on the Goose Pond Trail to the marsh cabin or down to the beach. The path remains smooth but is not ADA compliant. The narration portion of the multisensory guide takes about 30 minutes, excluding the walking directions. There is no time limit for walking the trail, but many people take an hour or more to fully enjoy the round trip. A raised trail map and a braille transcript are available at the front desk. We also have a printed booklet and map. We may be able to provide a trail naturalist to accompany you, particularly if you request one in advance. Because we are a wildlife sanctuary, all of the plants and animals here are protected. Please do not collect, pick, or eat anything. For your safety, as well as that for the wildlife, remain on the trail to avoid poison ivy, thorny vegetation, and ticks.
Your self-guided, multi-sensory nature walk of Wellfleet Bay is about to begin. Exit the Nature Center. With your back to the door, walk straight across the 20-foot-wide stone patio until you reach the edge of the Butterfly and Hummingbird Garden. Using the face of a clock as a guide, where 12 o'clock is straight ahead, turn toward 3 o'clock so that the garden edge is on your left. Follow the garden edge as it curves counterclockwise for approximately 65 feet until you find a guide rail and split rail fence on your left. Find marker 1 at the beginning of the fence, then press 1.